Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the community-wide Shure Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
Adding extra stuff to make it my own, you know what I'm saying? I put you know, the music out there, you know, to distribute, produce it, manufacture it, you know, marketing, promotion, you know, wear all hats, you know. Right now, we're just looking for a bigger team, make the team bigger. You know what I'm saying? We got a nice team, you know, that we're working with, doing what we do. You know, shout out to Mr. Cavell and Q Vision, Mel Murda, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's what we're doing. We're creating, we're making things happen, and we're trying to do it this year. 2024 is going to be a big year for us as far as creativity is concerned. We got a lot to distribute and show right now, so we just ready to get it popping. Tomorrow's the day, 2424, you heard?
Yeah. So I want to just take this moment to pause and say that you're listening to Cultural Insights. This here is a Saturday program where A New Day Community Radio and American Muslim 360 come together to create our cultural insights. And I just want to introduce Mafanala Williams. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Sister Mafanala Williams, American Muslim 360.
Thank you. Alaykum assalam. God's peace be upon you, everyone who's listening. And shout out to our dear brother, I just say Bill Blass, right?
That's right.
Yes, yes.
Greetings to you. And congratulations.
Greetings and thank you. Thank you.
Yes. So we have, this here is a double program that we basically have, American Muslim 360 and Blog Talk Radio's A New Day Community Radio. We come together on Saturday because what we're trying to do is connect. We want to, that's what we're doing. We're connecting so that we could spread the love. So right now, Bill, you did send me a couple of tracks, and what we want to do is we want to tell them about these tracks that you've made, which is interesting. I did listen to them. And very well done. The track number one is going to be about my past life, featuring Brianna Marin, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit, who is Brianna Marin?
Brianna Marin is a singer on my music. You know, she's been doing her thing for a while, and I've been lucky or blessed to, you know, have some music done with her, and these are, you know, the presentations that I'm putting out right now. This is only two of them. We did a couple of joints, but this is two off the, you know, album.
Off the album, right. So now when the album drops tomorrow, how will people be able to get the album?
Well, one, come to my page. That's one. YouTube. And then just type me in anywhere, Bill Blass, US2G, and, you know, my music pops up. So there you go right there. It's simplified now, nowadays. But definitely from my Facebook or my Instagram or YouTube, or just put in Bill Blass, US2G.
Yeah, somebody wants to talk to you. I'm going to open up their microphone. That's at 334-419. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Michael Hameen, Jacksonville, Florida. And I just want to say,
yes, sir.
I appreciate what you are establishing and established here in terms of the history and spirit of hip-hop. And I think it's like over 50 years now that this cultural connection has been going on. But your connection of that development and given the story, the narrative, the history of its development, and as I heard you speaking earlier before Brother Blast came on, Bill Blast?
Yes.
What I heard or thought about congressional development, and then it might have gotten sidetracked. But I remember some of the old music, the platters, the coasters, and how they would have interludes or places where they would just rap, just speak. And I was trying to pull up on Google some of those older groups that had utilized the spoken word. Don't forget about our brother, what's his name? Gil Scott-Heron and his group.
Gil Scott-Heron, yeah, no doubt. Yes.
Gil
Scott-Heron. And do you remember Oscar Brown Jr.?
I certainly do. Yes, indeed. But this is so important what you're doing, William. It's so important.
Alhamdulillah.
Before the cultural expression, you get the spirit and the ideas of it before the expression comes forward. And I appreciate you sharing the nuances of the development of the culture, And thank you both again.
Yes, sir. All praise
to
Allah. Thank you so very much, Brother Michael Hameen. Thank you. So, Bill, that was Michael Hameen. He does a program on American Muslim 360, and he's always here on Cultural Insights. Alhamdulillah, we really appreciate that from him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, hip-hop is something that, the last poets, like I said, Oscar Brown Jr., he did Signified Monkey, and there are a lot of others. And now, hip-hop is what, like, all over the world now. Is that right? What do you think, what are some of your thoughts about the development of hip-hop, Bill, ever since it started back in the days in the early 70s?
Well, the development is a beautiful thing. Growing is a noble thing. We giants out here, which is growing is a noble thing. And, being a giant, a person who's growing into nobility, hip-hop, gives you that. Even with the negativity of hip-hop, it still gives you that nobility, Because, it's our culture. It's the progression that has been made. From not having to somewhat having to having, those are the things that came with the culture, because the culture was about us just getting out there and doing it, just having a good time together, just us being able to express ourselves, just us being able to show, what we do. And it's been a monetized thing now, and that's been the progression of it. So, we're just learning how to really monetize it for ourselves, independently.
Right.
So that's where we're headed right now with this music thing.
Yeah. You specialize in one of the ideas as far as battling is concerned. And I remember a track that you did with, back in the day, called Jumpin' MCs. And I'm just going to say what it was, but it said, yo ha, no haps, your head must be dizzy, smoking Lizzie, yo, I can get both zizzy with a mizzy, crazy Lizzie, yo, what is he, a sissy, must be on chizzy or drinking whiskey, that's kind of risky, he's on the Lizzie for the ditzy. I mean, and there was no curse words in that line. What was, you know, how is it that the, you know, the battle rap has taken off, and why was that such a thing, especially as far as you and DMX, the battling going back and forth? What was that all about?
Well, battle rap itself is about claiming I'm the biggest, baddest, mall son of a, you know, who's doing what we're doing. So basically, it's about bragging rights. You know, it's competitive, it's competition, it's basketball, lyrical basketball, it's lyrical boxing, it's anything that's competitive, you know. And sometimes it's the entertainment is comedic. Sometimes it's about, you know, bringing out the feelings, emotions. Sometimes it's about making people laugh. Sometimes it's about some real serious stuff, you know. And it depends on your crowd. It depends on you. It depends on your target. And it depends on what it is. When I used to work in the jails, one of the things that helped me with battling is being versatile. You know, being able to go anywhere when I'm speaking, to be able to go anywhere with topics, subjects, to go anywhere with creativity. You know, a lot of people in battle rap, they can only
do certain styles. So you mean like you could talk religiously, you could talk socially, you could talk about relationships and all of that, when you talk about being versatile?
Yes, definitely. You know, that's the key to being a great battler, being able to be versatile. Because, you know, one of the things that battle rap does is, you know, you got to be able to respond, rebuttal. So when you respond to rebuttal, you got to be able to have skill sets to go right off the head, to observe, and you know, it's so many skill sets you got to have with rap. You know, it's not just about putting words together. You know, it's so many things, and the beauty of it is that, you know, people are becoming aware of these things, and this is you know, where I come in too, because I help teach these things, I help develop these things, and I help, you know, actually do these things. So this is what it is.
Well, you know, what I found interesting is when I started out, I wasn't a battle rapper. And there are some artists that are into hip hop. They're not battle rappers. You know, they just make a presentation, they make observations, and then they do their rhymes, you know, as far as observations about what might be going on in their life, what might be going on in the culture, what might be going on in the world. So they will, you know, make a hip-hop record on a particular topic, which is different from the battle rap kind of situation. So as far as your new, what I'm getting ready to do, I'm going to play some of your tracks and once we play these tracks, I would like to know, are these battle tracks or are these observational tracks about what's going on in life? You know, what kind of tracks are we dealing with?
Well, these tracks per se, the first one, what's the first one that you have on the list?
It's My Past Life.
My Past Life is about, basically, you know, I don't know if you're going to get the gist of the whole song and, you know, the few seconds that it's going to be played, but Past Life is about my past, you know, saying, you know, I did a lot of things in my past, but I grew up, you know what I mean? And, you know, the person I was back then, I'm not who I am now. So it's a reflection track, you know, about, you know, the history, but, you know, coming into where I'm at now. The second track.
What about this? No Pressure.
Yeah, what is it? Pressure. Pressure
no
is
pressure.
About. no pressure is about, you know, when you're a diamond, and, you know, I consider myself a diamond, and we all should consider ourselves diamonds. Diamonds become diamonds from pressure, you know, so the pressure of life, the pressure of whatever you're going through, that pressure is what makes you become the shining bright diamond that you are. So anything we go through helps us become who we are. And that's what that song is about.
And then the third one, the song is going to be Married to Life, Married to Life.
Well, that's one of the things I'm going to be doing this week. I'm going to be getting married, you know, and getting married, I'm marrying life. You know what I'm saying? So it's a play on words. You know, it's a beautiful song. It's about life. I'm actually marrying life. It's not a real wife. Life is my wife. So that's what that's about.
Okay. Okay. So
it's,
going
I know
to
it's,
do,
it's,
going
it's
to
different.
Now.
It's different.
Yeah. That which is but it's understandable, and I think that a lot of people can relate to that. I definitely understand it. In that little bit of time that you explained that, I could say that at this point that I'm married to life, and I think that a lot of people, you know, are married to life. And so let's go ahead and hear these tracks. This is from the album 2424 by Bill Blass, US2G.
King of kings and queens.
I can only move.
Okay, so what was that, Bill?
A King of Kings and Queens.
A King of Kings
the
and Queens.
The title of the album.
2424. Right. Okay, so here we go.
My mistakes, I can only move forward. Can't undo what's been done, cause it's done.
Thank you, God.
Don't judge me on my past life. Don't judge me for my past pride. Don't judge me for the past struggle.
I'm a new man.
Judge me for who I am. Judge me for who I am.
Mary, my apologies, we were just babies at that age. I ain't know how to treat a lady ex. I ain't really expect your help, your love was enough. I'm just happy you were able to take care of yourself. Kids, you still got a chance to make history. Not like you didn't already, I'm talking about with me. Most consistent, my experience is real in the field. If I don't get signed, I'm creating the deal. Independent for real, something gotta give. We can start with a mill and Billy's worth Billy's 999 milli for Big Willie. Retribution for my contribution.
Can't take back my mistakes, I can only move forward. Can't undo what's been done, cause it's done. Don't judge me on my past life. Don't judge me for my past pride. Don't judge me for the past
life. Nice, real nice.
I think this is easy, right? Sometimes it takes years.
Nice and easy.
Diamond, refining, mining, was in the minding, shining, came from the grinding, steel sharp as steel for Bill, been a worker in the mill, who gained skill after skill to build this environment, this ain't for everybody, so I had to be dominant, changed the climate, when I came to the hood like a comet, the resilience made me brilliant, out of confidence, now I'ma live, extra life for this, bulletproof love to all my guys and chicks, throw it up. You know what up, don't ever quit. We will never be defeated. We will conquer for the kingdom. Armageddon, it's just a matter of time and freedom. Call on God, cause we need him. Believe him, I am amazing, brave and aiming. And the woman who raised him.
No pressure. Yes, there it is. That was number two. Bill Blass. US2G. Right here.
You gotta listen to this one,
right,
man.
Will you marry me?
Oh man, this is big. This is big.
Married to life.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm in love with life. Made her my wife. Some say she a bitch. She the apple of my eye. Sometimes she switch, but I don't mind if loving you's a crime. I'm ready to do time. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. I don't care if we fight as long as we make up and never break up. You my cupcake love, sweetie pie till I die. Real meaning of the term, ride or die. As long as God supply our needs, we will forever be in L-O-V-E. I love my L-I-F-E. Wherever I am, there is she. Provide me with life luxuries. The world is mine and it's up to me. I'm in great company, me, be that me. Looky, meet I see, be a more in a door D. When I wake up and see more of you, I thank God for you. And yo, I know it's hard for you to see me choosing another life, two roads left to right. Cause your love got me like a guiding light. Your love, it shine bright, yeah. I'm in need of your love, yeah. It's everything to me, yeah. I'm into shining, reclining, whining and dining, rubies and diamonds, rhyming and grinding, and timing for signing, aligning where I'm in, all the way to the tippy, baby, is you with me to the Lord, come and get me till death, do we pit thee, we got the L-I-V-E, till we D-I-N-Z, when I'm gone, it don't miss me, wake up, life kiss me, God miss me, I miss him, life, thank you for loving me, I will forever be in L-O-V-E with my L-I-F-E, my life. God, thank you for my life. Thank you for being in my life. Everybody, y'all, thank you. That love, life, even when you stress me, it's just to test me. May God bless me. Life, hold me, caress me. Make me the best me, especially nowadays. Help me to express me. The wonderful ways you make me, create me. I'm so happy that nobody ain't me.
Oh, man. Man, I really like that track, Bill. I really like that track, man, because you know, some people don't necessarily, you know, love their life, man. I mean, that's in this day and time, that's a powerful track, man. You know, so what was that all about, Bill? What gave you the inspiration for that one right there? I mean, I know it was like, yo, I love life, but all the time, that's not an easy thing to do, man.
I mean, I agree. You know, I've always been a lover of life. You know, this morning when I woke up, I was so happy just to wake up. You know, I was like a little kid last night. Even, you know, I'm a little tired because I was up all night because, you know, I was excited to come on the show. You know, I'm just excited about life, you know, and being able to write that to show, you know, how much I appreciate life. You know,
I like that. Yeah. Yeah.
I think a lot
of people are going to get that. Yeah. A lot of people, I think a lot of people will that'll be a trap that'll be for a lot of people, you know, especially for inspiration, because sometimes that's exactly what we need, man. You know, we need, you know, to be reminded. I think that's the thing about it, you know, to be reminded. That, you know, like, yo, man, you know, love life.
You know, and then loving life, it makes things better for you anyway. So why not love life?
Yeah.
So that's why I decided to marry life.
Nice. And a lot of people should get married to life, you know, to that degree, because it is a relationship, man. You know, it is a relationship, especially, I mean, you know, if you put it on that, if you put it on a religious level, there's that negative thought, and then there's that powerful thought, that negative thought, and then there's that positive thought. You know, there's that constructive thought, and there's that destructive thought. And to be able to be married to the constructive thought as opposed to the destructive thought, to be able to be married to the positive as opposed to the negative, to be able to be married to the God life as opposed to the devil life. You know, that's what, you know, they, you know, it's always those two sides, you know, that you, we want to, that we fight against. And, you know, when we fight against those things, you know, it sounds like you have, you know, finally come to a point where you are married to the positive, married to the constructive, and married to the God part of your life.
Right, exactly. That's a fact,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, that's what I got from it. Yeah, that's what
that's
I got
what
from
it. Really
it.
Is.
Oh, just to let you know. Yeah. So you're listening to the Cultural Insights right here on A New Day Community Radio with American Muslim 360. If you have any questions or comments, or you'd like to speak to Bill Blass, just press 1 on your phone, and you know, you'll say hello or ask a question or say something. So you can do that with American Muslim 360 or press 1 on your phone on A New Day Community Radio, and we'll bring you right into the queue. Yeah, so we have a couple of minutes left in the program, but let me ask you about some of the other songs that you have done. As a matter of fact, I was thinking this morning about you was talking about 2424 Kings and Queens, but you made a album some time ago, which is a classic. Bill Blass 2004, right, where you had class in session, and you had you know, a couple of other. How is it that you have been able to stay relevant, you know, all of this time? I mean, because, you know, there are a lot of people that basically know about you. How have you been able to stay relevant?
Well, I work with youth constantly. Not only do I work with youth, but I'm also constantly working my craft. Not just constantly working my craft and working with youth, but I'm putting out, like, quality projects, you know, and I'm putting out not just quality projects, but I'm also, you know, I'm out here. You know what I mean? That's what it is. I'm outside. So that's why I'm relevant, because I'm outside. I'm doing what I do. I'm paving the pavement, you know what I'm saying, with my works, and that's what I do. I just do it, you know. And yeah, I should
have
get a
social
deal
media.
With
has social media helped you at all?
I mean, social media helps, but it's really the grind, and, you know, stay doing what you do. You know, because my social media, you know, I get some love, but it ain't as much love as out on the streets. Matter of fact, it is. You know why? Because, you know, with social media, it's kind of funny because people see your stuff. They might not comment. They might not say anything. But when you see them in the streets or somewhere, they like, yo, I heard your music. What? I didn't see no comments from you. I didn't know you, you know, was paying attention.
Right.
So people really are right. Paying attention. So social media really does help. I was going to say it doesn't because, you know, my numbers ain't where I want them to be. But it really does help because it's just that people just don't acknowledge. They see it, but, you know, and they listen. And they know what's going on, but, you know, sometimes they don't acknowledge. But, yeah, that's what keeps me relevant, you know, just keep doing what I'm doing and working with youth, I guess, you know.
Yeah, that's you know, me, you, and Val, you know, we also, you know, work together. We've been doing this for a long time. I mean, working together, you know, ever since, you know, like you guys were young, you know, we've always been able to do that. We've had that kind of relationship, that artistic kind of relationship where, you know, you guys have inspired me so much because, you know, like I see that, you know, the creator of the heavens and the earth has blessed you to carry on, you know, the ability, the artistic ability. And I'm sure that Irma Fickling, your grandmother, my mother, who was also, you know, she was very good as far as writing is concerned, and she was an artist also. But I think that that's where it basically it came from that I saw as far as you know, the family lineage. Has any of your children found expression as far as the artistic or the arts are concerned?
And all my children. That's one of the most beautiful things that I have as an artist. I was able to grow up with my children, with hip hop. My daughters, you know, they've been singing and rapping with me since they was born, since they could talk. My son Anansi, you know, even though he's into computer science and all this great stuff that he's getting ready to do, he's also producing music, writing and all of that, and he's really good. You know, my son Tamar, my oldest son, you know, he's incredible. I just wish he would take it serious, because he's like, he can actually, you know, make things happen with this music, like real quick, if he just take it serious. But yeah, my children are all into the music, and they've always been because of me and what, you know, that's what I was doing. So they just joined in, like, yeah, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it. It is beautiful.
Yeah. So I'm going to play another song. This here is another song, which is interesting about this song is I think this song probably, you know, went viral, because this song was just this is the song Thank You. That, you know, showed you know the song I'm talking about?
I think
so. I'm going to go ahead and play this song, but I know that this song right here, this song definitely hit, and I'm sure that, you know, like, our audience will enjoy it.
Dear Father God, I need to talk to you. I got something to say, and I want to take this time right here to pray. First of all, thank you for protecting my children. Thank you for the mothers of my children. Thank you for the blessings you've given me. And thank you for letting me live to see my children grow. Thank you for the dough, for the food, shelter, and clothing. Thank you for my soul. And thank you for good health, for knowledge itself. Thank you for the man I be. And thank you for blessing my family. Please forgive me for my sins. Forgive me of my person, for swearing or cursing. Forgive me for wandering eyes, for little white lies. I tried. I'm only human. Please forgive me for losing control. At times I lose control. Thank you again for my mom. And pops, thank you for this music that I love a lot.
Yeah.
God bless Mook, God bless them. Stay with them, have your way with them. Uniqua, forgive her, have your way with her. Bless Delaya's sister, bless my sisters and brothers. I love them. Thanks for loving and caring and sharing, preparing us and hearing us when we needed you. Thanks for my spirit and the prayers you answered. I know you hear them. Thanks for the peace of mind and mankind and preparing me for these times. Thank you for the skill of rhyme. Thank you for the times you take to refine my heart and situation. Thank you for my education. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you for survival skills, and thank you for reliable meals. Thank you for the air we breathe, the sun that shines, the water, the earth, my mind. Thanks for the energy. God bless my enemies, if I have any. God bless us all. God bless us all. God bless us all. Father God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your blessings, Father God. I want to thank you for your blessings. Thanks again for your blessings. Father God, thank you for your support. Thank you for all sorts of joy. Thank you for my two boys and my three girls. Thank you for our world. God bless the soldiers in Iraq. Matter of fact, God protect them and bring them back. My brother, Tahi Kareem, and Gary Canteen, and all the other soldiers on the scene. God bless their families.
God bless their family.
God, thank you for my body. And thank you for everybody that affected my life. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my eyes that see that the greatest of us all is G-O-D. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, man, that's a powerful song right there, Bill. I mean, man, that's a prayer. that's a prayer right there, man. Yeah, so, so Bill, you coming up your mother was a Christian, your father Muslim, me being Muslim. Tell me about tell our audience a little bit about your spiritual journey, because I think that your spiritual journey is really fascinating. This whole idea about being thankful. Tell us a little bit about your spiritual journey.
Yeah, like you said, my mother was a Christian, my father was Muslim, I did my own search. You always encouraged me to search and, find God in my own way. I was a 5% of God body. I was learning with the Jehovah Witnesses, studying with them, and with the Israelites, the Hebrew Israelites, quite a few other things. I've been studying, and in studying all this, I learned that there's a similarity, that all religions hold that makes them all the same in a way. You know what I mean? Everybody One. Just have different practices. What's the same is that, God is first. How you taught
right.
us God, self, family, community, world, my music, in my music, everything in my music, God is always in my music. Self, I'm always uplifting myself with my music. Community, I always involve my community with my music. God, self, family, the same thing. My family has always been with me with my music as well as my community. And all we got next is the world, to give it to the world. So we headed towards that way, giving the world the music. And that's what I've always had God with me, and I will always keep God with me. And that's all I know is God. I don't even know me like I know God. And I want to know God even more and more, So God is first and foremost in my life, always, no matter what, to the death, that's it.
How has one of the points that I find in your music that is always there, and I want you to speak about this because you always have God in your music. You always mention God, whereas in hip hop, they're starting to do it now. I'm starting to hear people using God in hip hop, but mostly I hear it coming from the church. Hip hop, Christian hip hop artists, but I don't really hear. God mentioned hip hop, especially as far as battling and things like that. Has that been a strong suit for you? Has that had an impact on you not getting with the industry? How has the inclusion of God in your music affected your ability to move forward in the industry and with other hip hop artists?
That's a great question. It's a bittersweet because the industry definitely looked at me as if, nah, we're not going that direction. I've even had times where people wanted to change me up. I've never done that, never will.
What do you mean change you up? What do you mean change you up?
Change you up, just, try to make you rap different, Even in the streets, people want me to, Blast, you go back to the Blast you used to be, talking all that gangster and this and that, which is cool here and there, but, it is what it is. God is gangster. God is the most gangster I know. You know what I'm saying? So I've been able to resist the temptations or resist, you know, people telling me, yo, you got to rap like this and do like this. I went against all of that because I knew, for one, when I did rap about God, you know, I've seen the effects that it had on people. I was able to dominate people with being able to do that using God's words. Even now, you know, with just regular conversation, if I'm around people and I speak about God, whoever's not about God is leaving. They're not staying around. You know, so that's one of the powers of speaking about God has. It lets you know your audience. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that if they don't want to hear about God that there's something wrong, but, you know, if they don't want to hear about God, there's something wrong. you know, so it's a bittersweet, you know, but God is in me, and I represent God, so that's what it is when it comes to me. You don't have no choice. I'm going to still keep it hood and still keep it whatever, but it's going to be God in there. Because God is the greatest, and God is what is all I got. That's all I got is God. That's what I have to battle anybody. I got God. So when I got God, I could do anything. I could do anything. So that's me.
We got a telephone call from 917-8. Me and G.O.D., we got a telephone call from 917-856. As-salamu alaykum. Your microphone is open.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Correction. I'm sorry. Still morning. Good morning. Jamal Deem Alaa, New York City. Greetings, everyone. Brother William Kareem, doing your thing. Brother, Bill Blast.
Bill Blast, US2G. Yeah.
US2G. I'm going to try to hit you up tomorrow, check out your music. Congratulations.
Thank
I wish
you.
I wish you all the best with that.
Thank you.
I respect and appreciate you. Welcome. I respect and appreciate what you've been doing throughout the years. Shout out to your dad for raising you and your brothers and sisters. And I'm similar in the sense that my children are not Muslim proper, but they have a God spirit, which you speak of. And I always emphasize that in Islam, it says there's no compulsion, but God is God, you know. So I always emphasize God, trying to get them to do the right thing, be respectful, be productive. And I think it's turned out well. So keep doing your thing, brother. Shout out to you and Brother Cavell and everyone else. Shout out to Brother William. Have a great day, everyone. Assalamu alaikum.
You too,
well,
brother. Shout
Thank
out to you,
brother.
And yours. Greatly appreciated too, King.
Thank you, sir.
US2G Productions, say a little something about that. What is US2G Productions? I mean, we know Bill Blass. We know Bill Blass, US3G, which is interesting because Bill Blass is basically a designer. So when you put in looking for the artist Bill Blass, it's Bill Blass. His whole name is Bill Blass, US2G, not just Bill Blass. Because if you just put in Bill Blass, B-L-A-S-S, you know, the artist, the fashion designer will come up. But when you put in Bill Blass, US2G, that will direct you straight to the artist that's on the phone with us together, on the phone with us right now. But tell us a little bit about US2G Productions.
Well, US2G Productions, that's the studio, that's the foundation, that's how we started. It started out as Underground Studios. The year 2000 is when it was created. So we was doing it before. We was yelling US2G before we established it in 2000, but that's when it was legally established. And US2G stands for together. It has double meaning. The first meaning is Underground Studios 2000. And it also means us together. So that's what US2G means. It's established 2000, Underground Studios, and it's us together, like us. We, us.
US2G, yeah. US, us. 2G, together, yeah, got you. Yeah,
right.
That's wonderful.
And And we have a bigger family, the We Us family, and then we just put the we on it, and it's We Us Together. And that's the whole family,
gotcha.
We Us Together.
Yes, yes, yeah. So we got a couple of minutes left in the program. Go ahead, bro. Bill.
If you hear me yelling, We Us, that's the same thing as US2G, We Us Together. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, I just want.
Shout out to everybody listening. Big shout out to everybody listening. Thank you. Appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it.
This is something that you really need to understand. All of us need to really understand. We really need to understand some of these things that are going on today.
And this here is a Us Together track, right?
To but. That's right. What about
oh yeah, we are. Yeah.
Comes back around. Yes, and what goes up? Surely. No question about it. That is the truth. Talk to him. Talk to him.
Yeah. Watch how I'm back now. Let your coat the base up in the crack valve. My black face represent my black child.
This is one of those tracks. This is a track that you'll hear on this radio program. What goes around comes around. We play tracks in the next hour on the Quick Kids Experience called Unapologetically Our Music, and you will find many of Bill Blass's tracks, many of Mr. Cavell's tracks, my tracks, and other tracks from especially Muslim artists like Khalil Ishmael, Najma 53, and others, because we want to, this program, we want to express as a platform, we want to express our music on our platform. So it's going to be very important to support our artists. And so Bill Blass, UFCG, is dropping a new album tomorrow. And so go to, where's it going to go? Go to YouTube in order to see it. And how do you go ahead and buy the album? Will it be on all of the social media platforms, or is there some place in particular that people can go to support your work?
Yes, you could just put in my name, Bill Blass US2G, and wherever at it's everywhere. So you just put in my name. And you could get it.
In your name?
Or you could follow the links on my social media apps, which is YouTube, Underground Studios, Us to Get US2G Productions. And then you have Facebook, Bill Blass US2G, and you have Instagram, Bill Blass US2G, TikTok, Bill Blass, so it's there. All you got to do is put in the name.
And this will be, they'll be able to support you by downloading, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They can do that. Put it on their phone. Well, what about Apple? Apple Music also?
Apple Music also. Any music platform.
Wow, that is really great. Well, listen, Bill, man. Well, thank you, man, for coming on to Sister Martha. Is there any questions that you might have, or anybody have a raised hand before we get into the next what's the next segment, which will be US2G? I mean, the Quick Hitters Experience. Okay, so Sister Martha must be on mute right now, but what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to, Bill, thank you so very much for being on. May Allah bless you, continue to bless you with the good works that you do as far as being an artist and representing not only the family, but also representing the culture that we need as far as our people are concerned.
Amen.
Thank you. I appreciate everything. Salam alaikum. Wa alaikum as-salam.
Alaikum as-salam.
Wa alaikum as-salam. Okay, so we're going to start the next segment, which is the Quick Hitters Experience. And we hope that you can stay on, Bill, and talk about some of the stuff that you want. But here we go. This here is with the Quick Hitters Experience with Mr. Cavell.
Yeah, well, here we go. It's our turn. You with us tonight. Bell, a.k.a. Bell, Peter from Harlem. They talking about
trust
the
scene.
That's what
we about to get it.
We are witnessing the wickedest introduction in the whole damn world. It's our turn.
It's our turn. It's our turn. Bell Equan.
It is our turn. It is our turn. We've been turning all day. That's what happens, you know. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Quick Hitters Experience on Culture Insights in the New Day Community Radio. Shout out to American Muslim 360. Big up to Bill Blast, of course, US2G, my brother, my family. You can catch all the stuff we're doing for sure together. It's going to be out there, and make sure to go and support the new project coming out tomorrow, 2/4/24. It's going down. I am your host, Mr. Cavell. Welcome to the show, the Quick Hitters Experience, where we bring voice to the voiceless. Our program creates hip-hop-based projects with youth through partnerships with schools and community-based organizations. To learn more, please visit www.quickhitters.org or call us at 405-807-6226 to join the experience today. Also, just want to mention before we start moving that we are planning the Quick Hitters Experience second annual summer camp this July. And we want you guys to support us with this. We're going to have 15 to 20 young people have an exclusive experience that is going to be hip-hop based, where we'll take them through DJing spaces to learn from master DJs, master MCs, master B-boys, master graffiti artists. And, of course, we're hoping to have a big surprise when it comes to the knowledge space. But make sure you keep your ears out and eyes out for how you can donate to that, because we really want to make sure we do something spectacular for these young people coming into our second annual. This is going to be a return. Before the pandemic, we had a 2019 Quick Hitters Experience Summer Camp, which went incredibly well. And now we're back here 2024 to do something spectacular. So keep your eyes and ears out for the opportunity to support the young people in our communities by donating to our summer camp fund. With that being said, we're going to have a great show for you, which includes Unapologetically Our Music, Quick Hits, Quick Quotes, Art Is Not a Crime, and Take It Personal. But before we begin, as always, let's talk.
Well, let me just say this here to you, Cavell, that you're doing some things with Bill Blass also, as far as creating these artistic sounds are concerned.
Of course, of course. So you'll be able to catch me in some of the projects that are coming to the different stages, the different platforms very soon. And so just keep your ears out for those projects as well. But make sure to support the project that's coming out tomorrow, 2/4/24. It's going to be amazing.
Great. So let's get into it. Let's talk.
Wonderful stuff going on out here, man. We were having some great conversations, myself and Papa Doc, man, you know what I mean, Brother Kareem. We were having a wonderful conversation about technology, and we wanted to bring that to you guys. So today in our Take It Personal segment, we are going to have a conversation about technology. Is technology the cause of rising illiteracy in our communities? We wanted to speak about it specifically in terms of the social media platforms. So listen, please make sure that you get your thoughts together and make your fingers available to dive into that conversation, which we'll have later on in the show. But this is one that I think is going to be really, really controversial, and we're looking forward to having this conversation. Pop, we were talking yesterday about it, man. Truly an incredible conversation.
Yeah. It's just that the data that's available as far as the illiteracy of our children here in America is astonishing to some degree. And I say that because we send our children to school, and the data says that they're not reading on their grade level, and it says that their math skills are not up to par. I saw someone made a video, and they asked a mathematical question and said, if you have 50 $20 bills, how much do you have? And, you know, he asked a number of people, and they weren't able to properly compute that in their own head, you know, what 50 $20 bills actually represented. Also, there was and it happens because of what? Because of technology, because, you know, people use their calculators, you know, that are available on phones and on other on computers, et cetera, et cetera. So, and then, you know, like I have, you know, it's this whole idea about, I know that when I was coming up, when I was in the seventh grade, I had a fourth grade reading level, but I was able to bring it up to a seventh grade reading level, and I got an award. So is it a problem as far as the culture is concerned? Is it a problem that we participate more in the culture to teach us as opposed to what's being learned in school? That's what I'm thinking about.
So once again, I think it'll be a great conversation. It's going to be later on in our Take It Personal segment. Is technology the cause of rising illiteracy in our community, especially focusing on the social media aspects of it? We'll have a great conversation of it. There's some other stuff that's going on in terms of the CEOs of the major social platforms being asked to testify in front of Congress. We're going to talk about all of that stuff. Hopefully you get a chance to be engaged with us. We always enjoy when people join the experience, so make sure you continue to tune in today, this beautiful Saturday, January 3rd, right here on Cultural Insights and the Quick Hitters Experience. With that being said, unapologetically, we are about to jump into our music. Let's go.
So let the turntable
talk for me at first.
No contest.
Let's get him out.
The turn table for me at first.
There's no contest. No. If I drill, I'm a bomb threat. I'm better.
Yep.
Got to hit with that weak pressure and forever.
What?
I'm little mega. It's us together. Street treasures. Have them overdosing like Heath Ledger. And Joker. Your haters driving me to the top like chauffeurs. Supernova stars floating. You supposed to hold them. To zip if you can. Yes. I spotted them 10 to make it more exciting. But now it's over. I'm back to
right.
Writing. Hey. And you know how I blast at them. Got them. Whatever, whenever they need to come up under or win them. Cause right now they run with suckers and quitters, and they just a copy. It's like a game about a printer. What they wearing, they chain, they ring, they earrings, they Phantom, McLarens, and Benz.
Wow.
I'm bananas preparing these sentences. It's how I slow the flow to get the emphasis. They all apprentices, not Puffy or Donald. I'm phenomenal, man, they comical, fam. Telling ha-ha. Bullets how they keep moving faster than the cha-cha. Family broken up like Patois, going triple OT. Ask Oswald, I'm back of the limo, they back of the cop cars. I'm like pit bulls, they like chihuahuas. I stand firm, you a power. I'm hour after hour like they iPod playlist. I'm the bright light today. The ladies chase it like a rear bumper. You
what
must.
Happened?
With me on the mic, the people threw you under the bus. And now I'm mowing down the flock. Throwing big whales out the way like Hancock. We talking big deals to hear this man stock. It's a catalog of unchopped, uncut, one drop, and the block is flooded. Packing but not filling up luggage.
Ooh.
Acting like animals, and now they the hunted. I stand in front of crowds, they stand in front of judges. Mic is like the new touch screen, dare them to touch it.
Five.
The subject for subject, burrow to burrow. Shit, it must hit this thorough. Bring the heat, be the acapellos. I have a jump man like them Carmellos.
And
I got demos and promos. Open my fender, you homos. Pull out the gadget and watch.
Hey, you can feel all the tension building up at the convention. As the hustlers began to arrive, must have been 9,000 or more that came through the 11:55.
Y'all can get with me. Speak crazy, pay me. Stay free if they ask y'all who the best, y'all better say me. No question or guess it's the precious. Bill Blast and Rawa Holla, the best is most deserving, learning, earning. Y'all know who we are in your face is serving. Recognize us, wise up, eyes up, wanna prize us. We too fly to fly us. Y'all fake facade mirages. Impersonators, haters, and disguises. We the best here, get fresh here. We've been showing, improving, and moving all year. Hear me now, say the name, just
Khalil Ismael, someone's knocking at your door.
People are, they just tell you what you want to hear, and I was never a star, and so I thought in music I would never get far, and I really like fame is what makes me write these bars, but sometimes I sit and think I feel I'm on the brink, opportunity is knocking, I just can't find the doorknob, I'm watching all these chick dancers on the mic line, they made it a little farther though when I'm still grinding, they don't love it like I do, and I ain't crying, just the passion that you hear and put my heart in these rhymes, you know. Just wanna spread the earth with goodwill and feel like God has gifted me, so I keep it truthful and real, and the truth is a deal. It's next to impossible to get if you dropping knowledge, cause they're scared of what you represent. So I
knock, knock, knocking on the door, waiting on the time that I get in, but until then, I'm riding with the wind, I'm knocking on the door.
No, Muslim is not pronounced like Muslin. Muslin is a piece of fabric. Speaking of fabric, no, I do not shower with it on. No, I am not bald. Yes, I have hair and I maintain and wash it regularly. No, you cannot see it. Yes, I take it off at home. No, I am not really hot in that, but if it's 90 degrees on a sunny day, then duh, I'm gonna feel the heat just like you. You're American? Yes, I was born here. Yes, I speak English fluently. No, a person cannot be Arabic. Arabic is a language. A person can be Arab, though. No, not all Arabs are Muslim. More like 15%. No, I do not want to be Arab because I dress like this. My homeboy, neighbor, boyfriend, classmate, coworker is Muslim, you know. I saw them smoking, drinking, eating swine, having sex before marriage. I thought Muslims didn't do that. No, we are not supposed to, but neither are Christians, Jews, and a few other faiths. The people make mistakes. The faith is perfect. So study the faith and not the sinner who claims that faith. You married? No. I'm not waiting for an arranged marriage. Yes, I get to pick who I want to marry. No, my husband doesn't purchase me for marriage, although he does shower me with gifts of my choice at the time of marriage. Yes, I do work and go to school. Yes, I do know how to drive. Yes, I became Muslim all by myself. No, he didn't force me. Yes, I was covered before I met him. No, I do not mind if you're asking me questions to learn more about my faith. No, I do not mind giving you information. No, I will not try to force you to convert. No, I have not been brainwashed. And no, I am not oppressed. Yes, stupid, ignorant jokes hurt my feelings and will get you told off. Yes, I am still human. Yes, I am still human. Yes, I am still human. And yes, I am happy and proudly Muslim.
Najma 53. And this is Wali Ali with the song Images, one of the first Muslim cultural pioneers. Wali Ali, that's all we want you to do. All we want you to do is think about it. Yes, that's Unapologetically Our Music. The first song was by Kaveli Kwan. There is no contest. The second was Bill Blass. Thank you. The third one was by Khalil Ismail. Someone's knocking on your door. Fourth one was National 53. which was no. And the fifth one was by Wali Ali, Images. Cavell? Okay. Okay, so the next segment that will be, Cavell, you're probably on mute.
No, no, I'm good. I'm good. It's just I was enjoying the music so much. You know, I was in my mirror, you know, just kind of in my swag. So, you know, appreciate you. Once again, you're here with with me, Mr. Cavell, and your host of the day, Papa Doc, Brother Kareem, doing what we do here on the Quick Hitters Experience Show. That was Unapologetically Our Music, where you take a quick listen to a quick list of songs that are our favorites. If you or someone you know is an artist and would like to have your music played unapologetically, please email us at anew.day@live.com. Again, anew.day@live.com. It's Unapologetically Our Music right here on the Quick Hitters Experience, curated again by Brother Kareem, our father, who we call Papa Doc. Please visit us on soundcloud.com/the Quick Hitters Experience to see some of the wonderful things that we've done with young people all around the city. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Please stay tuned, because we're going to have an incredible conversation later on in our Take It Personal conversation. I also want to give a big shout out to Brother Jamal. I did not forget you. I'm going to get your number, and we're going to talk today, good brother. I did not forget. So I just want to make sure that I shout out Brother Jamal right fast. And then we're going to jump into our next process, which we always do, which is called Quick Hit. Let's do it.
Yes. And before we do, I just want you to know that you're attuned to Cultural Insights, and this here is a collaboration between American Muslim 360 and A New Day Community Radio. American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio program stationed in the nation on Blog Talk Radio, 7 days a week. Make sure that you check them out. Excellent programming, fascinating programming, also Blog Talk Radio, A New Day Community Radio on 6 days a week. Make sure that you check us out with positive, instructive formats. Okay, here we go with Quick Hits. Sister Mop, you have anything that you'd like to say?
I'll just give my brother the greeting. Assalamu alaikum, Cavell.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Mop. How is it?
I am wonderful, and it is cold where I am, but loving when you say you were in the mirror doing your thing, huh?
Yes, and it was enjoyable. I love the way that we present our music and the fact that we get to share it with everyone. Sometimes I forget that we're on the radio, just the way that everything kind of goes together. I'm always glad to hear from you, though, Sister Martha. That is for sure, and the American Muslim 360 family.
Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of the American Muslim 360, we're thankful to be here with you. Assalamu alaikum.
And now here we go with Quick Hits.
The Quick Hitters Experience. 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 The Quick Hitters Experience.
To bring the trauma overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get outraged. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love that you set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all,
people
y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hidden, crying. When you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 comfort and some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Where is the love?
lethal gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As a youth or young soul, ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denies our brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. Put some love, y'all.
MCs came to live out the name and to perform some hate. Smoke cocaine to act the same, to perform it rocked it all. Now all of the mental planes spark the brain, let the building to be born.
Boy, boy, you sharp, boy. Look at the face on you, boy. Ooh, boy, you got the sores on your head, boy.
Yo, wait. Thinking like back in the day.
MCs came to live out their name, inscribed in the halls and the walls of fame. Balancing life, wrote both the yin and yang. Hands buried a man and they raised the sun to rain. That's a play on words, they say herb ain't all the same. Slaves in prison and they some unchained. While everybody in my gang a star DJ praying, screaming through the sunroof, money still ain't a thing. While I'm spinning small bank, asking where's my change. Carpool with the homie, saving gas in my tank. I think like a billionaire, I spend less than I make. Strong minded, I should bench way more than my weight. Women been leading the way since Roxanne, Shantae, and the unit have Flav and Jay have Marcy neighbors that wave. Looking confused, I'm like, cool, maybe it's age. When I see Afro puffs, I think maybe it's rage. Maybe it's stage, they tripping and they say they got beef. Ain't an MC on this earth that make me feel afraid.
Casanova Rudd, Antoinette, Rob Bass, never showing up. You see Black Sheep, group home, busy beat. At Dillon, now scratch where my home is. Leave it to y'all, these niggas left for dead. Last week my man's boy saw special ed. Rappers like a ghost town, real mystic. Like these folks never existed. They the reason that rap became addictive. Play the CD of wax and get lifted. I recommend when your kid turn 10, let him hear Spice One, made plenty noise. Positive K, Father MC, the Skinny Boys, where are they now? Where are they now? I remember them forever. The original Spinderella, Lakim Shabazz, 9MM, Fushnikins, Buckshot, Finesse, and Sequence. Who was the rapping Duke? Daha, Silk Time Leather was cute. Body and Soul was D for Pump It Up's group. Oak Town 357, JJ Sad 2, had pop hits and gold ropes. Where my man Young MC and Tone Lope, Twitch Cross the Boss, Divine Styler. Death, Death, of course, let's break it down to Mike Geronimo, Far Side and Coolio. I heard Craig Mack back in the studio. Have you seen these lost MCs? Funky 4 plus 1, Force MDs. Miss Melody, I hope she packing the bankroll, as well as educated rapper Ice and Kango. Shantae, she from around my way, yo. EPMD, K-Solo, where are they now?
For drama, so I DND my mental. But I still want love though, somebody to cuddle, a place to feel safe in this industry, so cuddle. But I've been observing, no really I've been learning, too afraid of love, cause I'm a witness to the hurting. Ain't got no time for hurting, still not really healing. Don't got time for players, that's the way that I've been feeling. But I cannot act like when I'm staying at night, I don't want somebody there to tell me that I'm alright. Have you got it hard? Ooh, if he really wants it, he'll try. Filters up a start. Get confused when I seem to diss you. I'm not trying to piss you, I'm just trying to please you. Cater to your leader, still see you as an equal. I'm prideful, I'll admit that, but I love hard. Soon enough my pride will be broken down, I promise.
Yes, yes, so that is the quick hits. That's co-created by Bill Blass, USUG. Bill Blass, we had the first one, which was Where Is the Love? Who's that by?
It's by Black Eyed Peas.
Ah, Black Eyed Peas. Where's the Love? And the second one was Roxanne Shante. They mentioned Roxanne Shante if it... If it's not your turn, if it don't turn you on.
That's BT Express.
Oh, BT Express. We went back a little bit with that one. And what about this one by Nas?
Jam.
The one that they mentioned.
Jam.
It's called Jam.
Yeah,
so that one mentioned a lot of different artists in it. And then the last one, which is that powerful Muslim, Ain't Afraid, by Heavy Guarded Heart, you know. And that was curated by Bill Blass, US2G. Thank you so very much, Bill.
Welcome.
Yeah.
It's always a blessing. You know what It's always a blessing. You know what we do. You know, it's a family affair in the building. You know what I mean? Here being able to, you know, host the show and enjoy a vibe with my father live so you can hear the things we always do all the time whenever we're not on the radio, as well as with my brother, Bill Blass, US2G, who we do the same thing. We talk and we meet music, and we've been doing this forever and a day. The three of us together, along with our large family, please know we got a big family of brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, and friends, and those who we love in our communities. It's an incredible time for us to be here. Again, 2024, you know what it is, the third day, of February. We already in February. Woof. We got work to do. You know what I'm saying? We got work to do.
Yeah, man.
When you get an opportunity, let me let you know, this is Quick Hits, and we take a quick listen to a quick list of songs that we want you guys to hear. We play songs that are climbing the charts, sometimes songs you just need to hear. If you want to send us a favorite song of yours or some suggestions about songs we may play, send those to anew.day@live.com, anew.day@live.com to join the experience. Visit us, though, if you get a chance, on Instagram.com/TheQuickHittersExperience so that you can see some of the incredible stuff that we do and some of the people that we're working with. Without a shadow of a doubt, I'm glad to be here with you. We're getting ready to jump into our quick quote of the day. Pop, ready?
Oh, boy, man. I mean, listen, I don't know if they're ready for this now. I don't know if they're ready
for this. Well, I'm just saying. I think that they're ready. Let's talk.
I don't know, man. They better get their fingers ready.
Real quick. Lyrics, man, on some real spit.
All right, my good people. This right here is the quick quote. Now, we've been playing quick quotes since we started on the show, and there have been some people who have gotten it, some people who haven't. But I tell you, today we've got one, and we're expecting that them phone lines are going to ring. But this here is the quick quote of the day. Our quick quote are a few lines taken from a song by a famous MC or group, and we play it two times, right? We're going to play it two times, and we're going to start off right now with the first play of our quote. Let's do it, Pop.
Well, and before we do it, let me just say, Jamal Dean Bilal, press one on your phone so your hand won't beat up, because you might get this one. And also, I want to say, Sister Martha Williams, Martha, you know, tell them to get ready, get their fingers ready.
Get their fingers ready.
So here we go. Here we go with the quick quote.
I'm the king of rock, there is none higher. Sucker MCs should call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire. Now we rock the party, it's all correct. All cut to on time.
All right, all right. That was play number one. Get your fingers ready. I hope them fingers are ready to go. Here's play number two.
I'm the king of rock, there is none higher. You must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
Now we rock the party. It's come correct. All cut to on time.
All right. Pop, talk to us.
Well, I tell you this here, man. I mean, I just want to know, does anybody on American Muslim 360 know who that is? I mean, if you came up in the 70s and the early 80s, you should know who that is. And so they established themselves with a great voice, with a very unique voice. Let's press one on your phone. Sister Martha, anybody press one on your phone? Well, I have silence here.
Okay.
Jamal Dean Bilal.
Do you know
who this is?
Begging them to do it. I'm asking them to please press one on their phone. No one's pressing one on their phone. So,
all right.
Okay, so you know, I was hoping that you know, like our here goes Jamal Dean Bilal.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Man, y'all had me put my shower cap on, jump out the shower, and put my slippers on, run to the phone, and all that. personally, I thought somebody from Idaho, Wyoming, upstate Washington State was going to call in and say, yeah, I even know that one. You know what I mean? I was waiting for a hillbilly from Kentucky to call in. Yeah, the great Run DMC. Shout out to Run DMC, Jam Master Jay. And all that who revolutionized rap, particularly when they dissed Michael Jackson on that same song and video, I believe. They took his glove and threw it down and all that. I was like, wow, yeah, they dissed the king like that? He's like, nah, we the new king.
We the new king.
I think the message, I think Michael kept his throne, but the message was like, yo, it's other people that's rocking too, you know what I mean? So I think it had a bit of big effect. But yeah, alhamdulillah, thank you very much, Run DMC, King of Rock. Shout out to Jam Master Jay. They have a trial on now for him.
So
later.
And this song right here, were they playing with an actual rock group? Or they just, you know, because I know they did something with a rock group. Is this one?
No. This isn't the one that they did with the rock band where you're talking about Aerosmith, right?
Okay.
But this one, this right here was the, and will be, and probably always will be their standard track that when this track comes on, everybody will go, oh, the crowd gonna go crazy. Because this established that in the beginning of the song, they say, you shouldn't be in here. This is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And there are pictures in the video of Elvis Presley and other people. And they say, what? And you already know what they did. They smashed the monitors and said, I'm the king of... Well, listen, let's not talk about it. Let's go ahead and play it. Big ups to Brother Jamal. Always appreciate you. Like I said, we will talk shortly today for sure. And it's time to get into this song. One of the greatest songs ever made in hip-hop. The reason why hip-hop is so big around the world. Run DMC, King of Rock.
Hey, this is the Rock and Roll Museum. You guys don't belong in here.
I'm the king of rock. There ain't none higher. Sucker MCs should call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must use fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
Now we rock the party. It's all correct. All cut to on time. And rhyme connect. Got the right to vote. And we'll elect. And other rappers can't stand us. But give us respect.
Run DMC, King of Rock.
That right there, without a shadow of a doubt, one of the greatest songs ever made in hip-hop. But there is actually, if you have a chance, you have Apple TV, there is a documentary, a small limited series, I believe, called King of Rock, which is a documentary that is being done on Run-DMC and its influence and their influence on the culture, with new stories and new angles for people to go check out. So if you get an opportunity, go check out on Apple TV, King of Rock, a brand new documentary on Run-DMC and their impact on hip-hop. What we do right here, as always, you know what I mean, is just trying to make sure that we introduce people to music that we love and lines that have been impactful. You know, that first line, when they came on and said, "I'm the King of Rock," because at that time, remember, Elvis Presley was being called the King of Rock and Roll. There was definitely Michael Jackson being called the King of Pop, and the hip-hop genre as a baby coming into the music environment, music industry, wanted to make a statement, and that statement was a powerful statement. And just to be clear, Run-DMC is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and again, they predicted this in 1982, 83, when this song first jumped off, and it's just amazing to see where the culture has gone. So, without a shadow of a doubt, we appreciate you staying with us and having a good time. If you get a chance, go check us out on TikTok.com/ The Quick Hitters Experience to see some of the stuff that we do with young people. It's an amazing day, February 3rd, right here, Saturday, with everyone on A New Day Community Radio, Cultural Insights, and American Muslim 360. We're going to do what we do here on the Quick Hitters Experience Show, and we're going to jump into Art Is Not a Crime. Make it happen. The way he laid the blame is inspirational. So, my good people, thank you for staying with us. We jumping into the Art Is Not a Crime segment, where we're going to talk briefly about something that will lead us into the next segment, which is Take It Personal. Who created AI, right? Artificial intelligence is becoming a quickly rising tool, or to some people, it's coming along to take over, and we won't use it as a tool. It'll be using us as a tool as it continues to grow. We want to take a couple of minutes, man, to just talk about the early history and the future of artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence has been spoken about for a very long time. In the early history, machines and concepts, you know, they came up with things like automation. They would plant seeds. The first ever device to earn the name computer was a prototype by Charles Babbage, created in 1837, called the Analytical Engine. Meanwhile, Ada Lovelace, Charlie's friend, made the first ever computer program that would have run on the machine. So that was something that we just wanted to bring a little history, right? That was in 1837. The creation of robots. AI in 1900s to 1950s. 1921, Karel Capek, a Czech writer, coined the term robot in his play Rossum's Universal Robot. His play was about factory-made people, and it projected the first instance of robots taking over the human world. We can say then that the popularity of artificial intelligence's early history is thanks to Karel Capek. In 1927, the real world didn't take long to follow suit. This year, the sci-fi movie Metropolis was released. It was the first on-screen portrayal of a robot, creating inspiration for robots, cyborgs, aliens, and many other non-human characters in future films. The first AI, though, in 1948, William Gray Walter invented the first autonomous robots in the history of automation. These took the form of two tortoises, Elmer and Elsie. Guided by the light and using a bump sensor, the robots were able to navigate around obstacles without the assistance of human beings. In the 60s, 70s, and 80s, Among the notable robots of the 60s was the 1966 therapy chatbot Eliza, which began as a joke. Then there was the mobile robot named Shahi. In 66, there was a project to build the first mobile robot, Shahi. From 66 to 72, the project was in operation. The project was an approach to connecting various AI fields with navigation and computer vision. Shahi is available for view at the Computer History Museum. As we move a little further into the millennium, in the early 2000s, there was a distinct gap in the history of automation, a second winter in the advancement of technology. Following Honda's creation of Asimo, the world's most advanced humanoid robot, in 2000, automation developed slower for a while. 2011, Apple's Siri ended a radio silence in terms of automation breakthroughs. Siri brought in a new era of automation and AI-powered assistance. This embodied the transition from physical robots to the progression of computerized automation and AI software that started in the 1980s and the 1990s. I want to give credit to the individual who wrote this piece right here that's given us this information. This individual was named Lucene Adamyan, I believe, and she was a senior project manager for Aldees. And that is a program that was associated with Harvard, this particular article. So just wanted to give you some background on what we are kind of discussing in terms of technology and its growth and development over the last few years. That's a brief introduction here on Art is Not a Crime. We're going to jump right into so we can have the rest of this the time to talk about Take It Personal and how social media is affecting our young people through technology. Pop, let's do that. So we're going to spend the last few minutes of our show talking about what it is that's going on with social media and how it is affecting our young people. The first question I will pose to Pop is social media destroying the youth of today?
Well, let me ask you this. That information that you gave us, did you get that? Did you utilize artificial intelligence in order to get it?
Yes, sir.
So there you go. That was very interesting because the information that was given was actually collected and created by artificial intelligence. There was somebody's name that was actually put on that, and so you know just by putting in whatever subject that you know you want to talk about, they can you know artificial intelligence can give you a whole story or stories or with facts and everything about what, how a subject has actually been created. In that situation, that's exactly what it did. And that's what where the problem comes in, and especially for our youth, because they don't have to go to the library and actually look through verified books like I had to do in order to get my degree. I had to go to books and books that had been curated and verified, but with artificial intelligence, what they do is they collect information from all over the world, and then they put that information together, and then our children can go ahead and make that presentation just like Cavell did. What is the problem with that? Well, the problem with that is that artificial intelligence gives you their information. They take the effort out of study and research, and all you have to do is put in a subject, and artificial intelligence will go ahead and create everything that you need. They will give you a presentation that you can make, and I think that that's going to be a problem for our children in the future because it doesn't require them to make the study and research effort in order to, you know, make a presentation.
I stand with you, and I'll make a brief statement about it while then moving into the next piece, because I think what you said was very important about control of information and how that information is verified, how that is related to social media. I do think as a young person, as a person who, as a young man, had to do exactly what you're saying, I had to get a subject, had to go down to the library at 42nd Street, go from 42nd Street to 40th Street, where they had the microfiche machines and other books, had to go to the card catalog and go through the card catalog and find the right card and then go from the card catalog over to the bookshelf and find the proper book and then grab up that book and then go sit down and find the information. And I mean, it was such a tedious, tedious process, right? What it is that in the internet and technology gave us, and which helped me in providing the information about AI and its history and future, was the gathering of all that information into one place and then allowing me, as human beings have always done, myself included and others, to take advantage of the advancement of technology and how that makes life easier for human beings. And I think human beings appreciate the fact that these things have been done for them. It makes the process an easier process. Does that mean it's a better process? I don't know. And that was the question that was asked of the top CEOs of all the major company, major social media platforms at, in Congress last week. They were brought before Congress to testify, and one of the senators actually had Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, formerly known as Facebook, stand up, turn around, and apologize to families of young people who had been affected by social media platforms. Did you get an opportunity to check some of that out?
Well, they made a big thing about Mark Zuckerberg turning around and apologizing. That was the clip that I saw. So I didn't see the whole presentation, but they did show Mark Zuckerberg standing up and apologizing, yes.
And what an amazing moment that was. I also saw the clip, and it really was amazing to see a person who owns a business stand up because of the pressure that has been placed on social media platforms over their marketing, over the marketing of how it's affecting young people, right, in our country and around the world, to see this man who is a private business owner stand up and apologize in a public forum like that. That was almost unheard of. I've never seen anybody from the gun lobby do it. I've never seen anybody from the automobile business do it. I've never seen anybody from the financial corporations do it. So it was just amazing to see that he was pressured, and that pressure was so powerful that he felt that he needed to do that. That being said,
yeah,
I want to ask this question.
And you know,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, you're right. But I think that with him making that admission, that he was actually saying that his media platform, that he doesn't have total control, that he's out of control of it.
I think that it's interesting to also move into this space. Are we concerned about how adults are using social media? We talk about the young people and how the young people are being affected by it, and having them testify in front of Congress, the CEOs of the major platforms, and address the young people and how they're being affected. Are we concerned about how adults are using social media and the effect on adults?
Yeah, we are. I will admit that I got caught out there on social media, on Facebook. They were advertising a product on social media, and I went and bought the product. And the product was supposed to be some brass knuckles that if you were supposed to touch somebody with it, it would stun them. So I wound up buying them, and when I got the product, it was just brass knuckles. That's all it was. It didn't have the electrical stun that actually went with it, but that's the way that it was advertised. So I had a problem with that because what I was going to do is send it back. But for me to send it back, it was actually being sent back to a local address. So what is happening is that there are companies that are hiring local people to receive products at their local addresses, and then what they do is they repackage the product and put their names and addresses on it and then send the product out is not what the advertisement says. And so when you send it back to that person, you know, that you're not really sending it back to the company. And this is a job that people are actually doing today. So we really have to be careful about what you order on social media today, because you can really get caught out of there, and most of the time it doesn't work out. But Facebook doesn't have control of that because they let people get on their platform and do that. And so it winds up, you know, being a bad business practice because, you know, it's false advertising.
With that being said, I want to say, listen, if there's somebody in the queue that would like to comment on this subject matter that we're talking about, please let Brother Kareem or Sister Martha know so that you can jump into our conversation. We got a couple of extra minutes as this particular subject is one that is very important.
Yeah, and this is all of the social media platforms. You know, there's a lot of, especially during the holidays, on the holidays, there was a lot of false advertisement that was actually going on. So you really have to be careful about buying merchandise off of these on social media platforms because they can make the product look like it's one thing, and then when you get it, it winds up being something else.
I myself would like to make this personal comment about it. This is my opinion, right? My opinion, as I brought you guys the facts in Art is Not a Crime, in terms of what AI, this assistive intelligence, does and how it has been, the narrative has been created for us. I believe without a shadow of a doubt we would not be on Blog Talk Radio doing this show if it wasn't for technology. I don't believe that Run-DMC or hip-hop itself would have been able to been created had there not been technological advancements, in particularly the crossfader, which did not exist until Grandmaster Flash created it in the 1970s. The development of technology provides human beings an opportunity to ease their lives. This is my opinion, to ease their lives. Is it a thing that we should depend on totally all the time? No, not at all. We should fact check. We should filter. That is like we do with anything. We read a book, we would want to cross-reference. If we want to watch a television show and information is given, we should cross-reference. We should be filtering information and not just accepting information. That is what learning is, right? Questioning information, not just receiving information. And so for me, my opinion is that artificial intelligence, just like the technology we use to present this show or the ability for me and my company to have a website like quickhitters.org, as we do in the show promoting our different social media platforms, these things are an assistant to us as human beings. And if we use them in that way,
thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
All right, dear listeners, you heard that from Kevell Equan, son of William Kareem, giving his take on artificial intelligence and more as we heard the various music or sounds, rather. And were you able to connect with the sounds? How is your life with the involvement of music or sounds, rhythmic sounds? that comes from others who create the connectivity of those sounds, here we are in the cultural scene. The variety of what culture is. Culture is the adaptation that was in a certain environment as we adapt and adopt certain ways, as we identify and define and then connect and as we connect or translate. We identify, define, translate, and then we use it. We use whatever part of the culture. So thank you for being here. If you have any comments you'd like to share, please press 1 on your phone and we would entertain your thoughts here on AM 360 as A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio has gone off. Just know that you can return here again. This is the seventh day of the week, Yom El Sept, and we look forward to connecting with the Prisa Abdul Hadi at 5 p.m. time. All right? 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Al-Islam in Focus. And tomorrow morning, Study Al-Islam will be back on live with us here on AM 360. Or if you have the information directly for Study Al-Islam, either way, connect with us. All right? You're listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah. It has been a pleasure being here with you. Assalamu alaikum.